You may be seated. This week, this is the lectionary reading this week in the book of James as one of the selections. And when I was reading over it and looking at it and thinking about all the things of wisdom that comes from it, I thought about this hymn. This hymn is definitely not one that was down for today. But I thought about the words of rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Snatch them in pity from sin and the grave. Weep o'er the erring ones, lift up the fallen. Tell them that Jesus, the mighty to save. There's all kinds of amazing words within these hymns. I know many of you have grown up with them, but then there are many of you that have never heard them because you grew up in a different generation, or you grew up in a different time or a different church where you did praise and worship or got contemporary all the time, and you don't know the hymns, but you can listen to them from time to time. You can hear other people sing them. I've known this song my whole life. The song was written in 1869, so I'm not that old. Neither were none of my parents or grandparents, truly. Might go back another great generation and find some. But Fanny Crosby was a lady who was just an amazing human being that wrote thousands upon thousands of hymns. And she was blinded at birth when a doctor put the wrong drops in her eyes. But yet, there, if you look throughout the hymnal, you'll find tons of hymns that this lady wrote that give such great depth to a world of faith, a world she never saw, a world she could not see with her physical eyes, the beauty, but a world she saw with her heart. So I think sometimes when we know some of the story, it brings those things to us that says, wow, what faith, what wisdom comes from those who have gone before us. What wisdom we see in the things around us. From James's James's word today, in the back of your New Testament, you'll find it hidden back there. The third chapter, beginning in verse 13 through chapter 4, verse 3, and then verses 7 through the first part of verse 8. Two kinds of wisdom. Who is wise and understanding among you? Show by your good life that your works are done with gentleness born of wisdom. But if you have a bitter envy and a selfish ambition in your heart, do not be boastful and false of the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual and devilish. For where there is envy and selfish ambition, there will also be disorder and wickedness in every kind. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without a trace of partiality and hypocrisy. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace for those who make peace. Those conflicts and disputes among you, where do they come from? Do they not come from your cravings that are at war with you, that are within you? You want something and do not have it, so you commit murder. And you covet something and cannot obtain it, so you engage in disputes and conflicts. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive because you ask wrongly in order to spend what you get on your own pleasures. And then verses 7 through 8a, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. This is the word of our Lord this day for us, his children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Oh, great and mighty God, I do thank you this day for your words. I thank you, Lord, this day for the words that were written and spoken so many years ago by people who have gone before us, by people with great wisdom, great knowledge, with people who had a heart and a knowing and a longing for you. I thank you, Lord, this day that you have allowed us to be a part of such a place this day where we still have people who have a longing and a knowing and wisdom of the divine and wisdom of the earthly. We have people all around us who give of their best, who are mentors and who are examples of faith that we can learn by, that we can admire. But also, Lord, that we have it within us, within each and every one of us, we have that ability to find, to share, to reach, to know, and to share that with someone else. As we come today and we look at wisdom, remind us, Lord, of the things about wisdom, that it is a good fruit and it's full of your mercy. Be with us now and bless our time together. For it's in your name we pray. Amen.